I understand just what you mean.
Almost telepathically.
It makes sense since you're a part of me.
But there's still something that I don't see.
It's the fear that's holding you back.
It's the tears by which you're being attacked.
Why are you so afraid? We have been through a lot, it's true.
I haven't always listened to you.
And I know out of the two
of us, you should know what to do.
But you don't have a bit of heart.
That's not the part of me you are.
So hear me when I say, please stop racing and pacing and slow down. Can't understand what you're saying. I know for impact you're bracing, but please stop. Don't you understand, don't you see?
Maybe things for once can be easy.
Maybe now they can be trouble-free.
But I have to get you to believe.
The evidence before our eyes
is not a trick, it's not a lie.
So that you will behave. What is it that I have to prove?
If I'm to get the message through,
do I have to knock a bit on you?
Or resort to methods much more cruel?
Like banging you against the wall.
Like it's the only wake-up call
that will get you to behave.
Please stop racing and pacing and slow down.
Can't understand what you're saying.
I know for impact you're bracing, but please stop thinking so hard.
I know it's really not your fault.
You believe you're a know-it-all.
We know precisely how to run,
even though we have never crawled.
And you must trust my other parts.
You have to trust what's in my heart
instead of being ashamed.
I wish that you could simply know
that things are much more than ones and all,
that things are so much more colorful
than logic could ever dare unfold.
So please stop being a one-track mind
and try to work some more in kind
with the parts of me that say,